Committee, January 31st, it's 9:05. Today we're going to be hearing SJR 6, which is the Education Block Grants Resolution, sponsored by Senator Donnelly. Senator Donnelly, would you like to go through that resolution for discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution is virtually identical to one passed by the 21st Legislature. It calls on Congress to initiate a system of block grants for federal education funding to the various states, very similar to what has been a very successful program with welfare reform. Block grants would save administrative costs on the federal level, on the state level, and also on the local level, and those savings could be put into the classrooms for the benefit of our children's education, rather than being burned up with paperwork and bureaucracy, which is very expensive. As you know, currently the federal government has a multitude of various funding programs for education. Each one of these has different bureaucratic requirements as far as reporting and different criteria for use, all of which takes staff to administer. And we have a lot of folks here in Alaska doing that, a lot of folks on the federal level doing that, and all the local school districts are very frustrated having to fill out all that paperwork too. And in our effort for smaller, smarter state government and more efficiency in delivering educational product, and within the philosophy that the state and local school districts can do a better job of determining the education for our children and utilizing that money than people in Washington and D.C., this resolution calls on Congress to adopt a block grant system. Congress, the House of Representatives actually passed a block grant proposal, I think, 2 years ago, but it didn't make it through the U.S. Senate. This was actually an element of President Bush's campaign platform also, so now we have a president who's inclined to look this way too and defer more judgment to the states on the utilization of these education dollars. With that, that's pretty much it. I do think it's very important that we do this again this year because we have a new Congress and a new president, and it's important to take this position and notify them that this, and a new legislature here, that this legislature also supports this concept. I would move two technical changes, Mr. Chairman. President Bush, since this was drafted, has now been sworn in, so he's no longer the president-elect. He's the actual president, so just be deleting the word elect. And on the second page, line one, Rod Page has been confirmed as the Secretary of Education, so it would be deleting the word designee on line two.
Senator Donnelly, do we need to adopt this version before we amend it?
Well, since this is the only version that's before us, we don't need to do that.
We don't. So we have the motion for a conceptual amendment on changing president-elect to president, which essentially deletes a hyphen, and the word elect. Any objections? None heard.
And also the Secretary of Education designee.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Would be just eliminate the word designee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Mr. Chairman, I've asked legal, since that's such a technical thing, sometimes they can just do that within the drafts, the final version, but I guess it's probably just as easy just to do it as a committee substitute.
Any questions? Senator Green?
Is there anyone else that this should be sent to? If you can think of that, please.
Possibly NCSL or some of those organizations of the states. That might be advisable. I thought about that also. I was going to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There seems to be some technical, you know, about who the proper people send it to is, and I think we've included those. I would just informally send it to NCSL and CSG also. Probably.
Okay. For the record, I'll go through the roll here. We have Senator Green, Senator Osterman, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Donnelly, Senator Lehman, Senator Ward, Senator Wilkin, and myself, Senator Kelly, are present today. Do we have any further discussion on this bill? Was there anyone signed up to testify?
It's a fine change.
Can I get a motion to move this resolution from committee? Senator Donna.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Finance Committee report out Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 as amended with the accompanying zero fiscal note. The Committee's recommendations.
Any objection?
Okay.
So, Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 is moved from committee with accompanying fiscal note. We have next week, yes, we're trying to schedule for next week. I don't have a schedule for next week. We will be hearing, I do know a few things that we'll be doing next week. We'll be hearing the State of the University message, which is tentatively scheduled for Monday. That may change till Tuesday. We do have a couple of bills, including Senator Terrio's bill on the Board of Pharmacy, Architects, Board of Architects. And post-secondary ed will be giving us a report sometime next week, and of course you'll get those schedules by Thursday's post time. Any further business before the committee? Senator Donnelly?
Chairman, members should have a memo from me asking you to try to, those that are chairing subcommittees, to try to schedule meetings with the commissioners and the of the departments that you're chairing, and in the process of identifying some of the most important missions and measures you'd like to go over in your subcommittee process, and possibly to have some subcommittee meetings where you went over those several most important missions and measures and try to identify how we're doing on that, and then to develop some sort of ideas that we can sit down and talk about developing targets for those various departments. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Tomorrow we'll be hearing three bills before the committee. Senator Donnelly will be chairing the brief overview of the operating and mental health bills presented by Anna Lee McConnell of the Office of Management and Budget. And David Teal from our Ledge Finance will be going over those bills as well. We'll also get an overview of the capital budget tomorrow as well. So with that, if there's no further business before the committee, Senator Osterman?
I'm going to be out of town tomorrow on Friday.
Excuse me?
A reminder that I'll be out of town tomorrow on Friday.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Osterman. Anything else?
I think that it's really nice to come back to committee, and if when we talk about these types of resolutions and changes that we want to make, and that we have the prospect that we're going to see changes, not only in education, but hopefully in health and social services, and that we have a voice that may tend to agree with us more, and so maybe some of our work will go rewarded this go around.
I agree, Senator. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.